and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Genesis 1 verse 26. Humans are made up of three structures of unity. We all have a physical body that can be visibly seen. Unlike the body, we also are created with a soul, which to the naked eye cannot be seen. The third and final structure of our unity is the spirit, which also cannot be seen by the naked eye. The composure of our physical body consists of dust from the earth. Your remembrances are like unto ashes, your bodies to bodies of clay. Job 13 verse 12. When God formed us in His image, God breathed life into us, giving us a soul. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Genesis 2 verse 7. Our soul is our moral being, conscious, intellect, personality, and ego. The soul can be summed up by our mind, will, and emotions. We exist in our body by blood and by our soul. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Leviticus 17 verse 11. We do not receive God through our soul, but through our spirit. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14. The Spirit is the third and last structure of our unity as humans. We come to God and worship Him through our Spirit. Quoting Christ, God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. End quote. The Spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.